Welcome in, everyone. Happy Sunday morning. Happy Labor Day weekend. Happy days again, Schwani. Good news.
What's the good news? I could use some.
We found our missing guest.
Oh, good.
We went to the WGN Department of Missing Guests. It's a small window right down the hall. Barry Williams was there from the Brady Bunch. Lost of the Polka Queen was there. And the guest that we had scheduled for our theater segment, Derek Saunders with Congo Square Theater Company. Derek, I'm so happy to hear you're okay. We worry about our guests.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm fine and I'm ready to go.
Okay, good. I don't know what happened, but I was so looking forward to talking to you about the direction that you did with Chadwick Boseman his play Deep Azure. Explain the whole story behind that. How it happened. Chadwick Boseman happened to bring this work to Congo Square Theater. It's truly one of the early works of the great Chadwick Boseman.
Yes, yeah. So Chad and I met at Howard University. He was a couple years under me, and we created kind of a mentorship kind of thing as he was starting out school. He was always a really keen director and writer. He was there at Howard in the theater department as a director-writer. And that's how I knew him, you know, and through the years we kept in touch, and I knew he was part of the genesis of a thing called hip hop theater. Right. And he co-wrote a show called Hieroglyphic Graffiti and A Rhyme Deferred. And when I came up to Chicago after I left grad school, me and Chad always kept in touch, and we were always he was always fond of me, and I was fond of him. So we always kept a strong friendship, right? But we had got to a point in, I think, 2004, where Congo was looking to have its first commission. And I said, you know what? I want to do something really different, something that is unique to Congo Square that technically, you know, we would do and we could do our best, right? So I had an idea, and that idea is I wanted to take the urban poetry, the prose, Louder Than a Bomb and Deaf Poetry Jam was doing a poetry thing.
Right.
And I was like, I want to take that and elevate it in a narrative form to Shakespeare. And I knew Chad at the time had went to London to train for Shakespeare. He got that grant from Denzel and then went to train in Shakespeare. And he also knew that world. So I commissioned him to write Deep Azure, which was based on a student who had been killed by a police officer, who had been basically stalked by a police officer and killed in D.C. And basically it is one of the first attempts of taking hip-hop-esque urban prose and layer it in into a Shakespearean kind of narrative.
Right. So how would you describe him? I mean, I interviewed him, so many times, you know, with the movies, with 42, mm-hmm. with the other big movies that came out. The last time that I spoke with him was for Black Panther. But you knew him really before any of his professional jobs, the smaller ones before 42 and the big ones after that. What kind of guy was he? I found him to be just so down to earth. Committed. I can often tell when I interview people who are the ones that who are into acting and who are the ones into being celebrities. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Chad, as you're calling him, he was totally into the acting and the art, the way I remember.
Yes. Well, he was a consummate artist, and he's Southern, so he had this Southern gentleman quality, where he was always full of big love, but it was always to a point of how he loved the art, how he loved storytelling. So at the point that he took Deep Azure, the reason that he moved out to L.A. is because he was going to take that play that he wrote, and he was going to turn it into a film.
Yeah.
But he was still auditioning as an actor, but really was trying to focus on his writing and his directing, and then 42 hit, you know?
Right.
And then when 42 hit, you know, and then it kind of just grew from there. And I remember him telling me about some of the early stuff, and, you know, we used to talk all the time about, you know, because there were multi-levels to him actually getting the 42 audition to getting the part. And he used to discuss, you know, how he was navigating, and it was turning so quickly. But he always remained. I've seen a lot of the interviews with you and him, and he just remained to be Chad. I was like, oh, that's how me and Chad talk. Mm. And you know, if we are on the phone. So he had a rapport. He had a bigger vision, and he just loved people. He loved the industry. He loved the work.
Yeah. What a treat for you to have had him in your life, to have collaborated with him on such an early level, you know, because the amount of fame that he achieved can be overwhelming to a person. There's nothing he could do about that, but it sounds like at the core he remained the same person. I just think of, you know, how lucky you were to have known Chadwick in his purest form, you know, before all the celebrity surrounded him, you know.
And he never changed with me. I mean, you know, our relationship remained the same since, you know, he was in undergrad, and we were very close. And his relationship, he remained himself. He just, I think he gave an example, is that you can make it and still be yourself.
Yeah.
If you have, you know, that purity heart. And I am thankful not only for him being in my life, absolutely, you know, but I'm thankful that he got to share a little bit of who he was with everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, even though he died so young, you know, he had a blessed career, and he did the things that he wanted to do and he was passionate about. And even though we didn't get to see on the big screen his writing and his directing, this next thing, he's doing August Wilson's Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is right. going to be on Netflix,
I'm just super excited about it. Yeah, with Viola Davis, that's going to be amazing. So maybe you will, restage Deep Azure at Congo Street?
Yeah,
Congo Square.
People are talking about that. Yeah, Congo Square. People are talking about that, so we'll see. We'll see where it is, you know. We got to see where... Yeah, we're going to see if we can do it as a tribute to Chad. But we've been in talks with some people to discuss, yeah. You know, maybe we'll give it an opportunity for it to be seen in another light back in Chicago.
Yeah, I love that there is that Chicago connection to him also. Were you surprised that he kept his illness secret? I mean, since, you know, you kind of really knew the person. Were you surprised that he didn't share that with everybody?
No, I mean, he was a deeply private person, and he didn't want the attention to solely be on him, you know, and so I can see how he moved. He moved in kind of a regal way, and a lot of it, even though I wish we could have supported him more, he wouldn't have wanted that. And I think one of the true freedoms that you have is, you know, deciding where you're going to place your money, deciding what you're going to do with your time, and maybe even you get lucky enough to decide in which way you want to, you know, if you die or if you're sick, which way you want to present that to the world. And I think he was deeply private, deeply hopeful, and didn't want to, because the people around him would have stopped everything and made it about that.
Right.
And I don't think he wanted that.
Yeah, you got to say he did it on his own terms. And
absolutely.
You know, in the final analysis, you know, that's really what it's about, you know, finding some comfort in tragic situations like that. He did it the way that he wanted to do it, which was, you know, you have to respect that. I really appreciate you taking some time to
my pleasure
to join. I'm so happy that we're able to connect and share these stories of Chadwick's Chicago connection, but you know, the Chad before all the movie stardom, I think, is so revealing about who the man really is. I appreciate you joining us. What's going on with Congo Square? I mean, you're shut down like everybody else, I imagine, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have some online programming that's happening, and we're giving an online class. You can check it out at www.congosquaretheater.org. We have our season laid out. And just join us either with classes or the virtual projects we have. We have a coming in, a comedy coming up. It's a sketch comedy thing called On the Black Hand Side. And we got a lot of projects, so please check us out on our website.
Nice to talk to you, Derek. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
It's Derek Saunders with Congo Square Theater Company. These early collaboration with Chadwick Boseman this morning. It's 11:19. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning.